is adopted. Next item, 139.
Amend ordinance to increase compensation for subrecipient contract with Urban League of Portland in the amount of $107,000 for services in support of coordinated fair housing enforcement.
Very good. We have Kim McCarty here from the Housing Bureau. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, Commissioners. I'm Kim McCarty with the Portland Housing Bureau. And I'm here to give you a brief overview about this contract with the Urban League and El Programa. When reporting on the findings of the recent fair housing testing audit, Fair Housing Council of Oregon provided the city with a comprehensive report with recommendations to increase access to legal services, culturally sensitive services, and provide incentives for private attorneys to accept fair housing cases. So in this contract with Urban League, that is what we're doing. And in response, the collaborative has been very successful in reaching communities that historically have been reluctant to report out of fear of retaliation. And to continue this good work, we're increasing the budget by $107,000, excuse me.
Bargain. Let's take it. Yes. It's on the record. Let's take it.
The amount needed to fully fund the program until the end of the fiscal year. We have some rental services office resources that remain unallocated, and we feel they are best spent on this program. So the current goal is to reach 55 currently underserved Black and Hispanic households that have experienced housing discrimination, and will receive a suite of services that include fair housing enforcement, education counseling, and rent assistance to ensure their long-term housing stability. And with this funding, the service goals will be increased to 20 households. So thank you for your consideration.
Thanks, Kim. Appreciate it. Could I ask one question?
Yes.
Given the number of households and given the specific budget ask of $107,000, what is actually involved in each of the engagements that's proposed?
Yeah.
Could you walk us through the work the Urban League would actually be doing?
Yeah. First of all, Urban League is in a collaborative with the Fair Housing Council of Oregon, LASO, and El Programa.
Thank you.
The clients are coming through the current ways that both of those programs, El Programa and Urban League, interact with their clients. So that's rent well classes, they have rent assistance, they have various programs, health programs, employment programs. So however a person is coming to them, they are listening to that client for fair housing considerations, because many of the fair housing issues that people have reported experiencing are very difficult for even the individual to identify that's what they've experienced. And so Urban League and El Programa have trained their resource specialists to look out for that, to inquire further, and then put those individuals in communication with either Legal Aid Services of Oregon or Fair Housing Council of Oregon, depending on the nature of the issue, if it's a fair housing issue or if it's a landlord-tenant type of issue.
Great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you so much for your presentation. So I'm kind of curious, as I look at the list, there are issues like home repairs and home retention and financing and stuff that actually doesn't have to do with are people being discriminated against who are attempting to rent housing or purchase homes. And so out of the 4.5 million, I'm kind of confused, if we're talking about fair housing, the fair housing enforcement piece, I'm just kind of confused why there's so many other things that are mixed in it as
I could
a package.
Explain.
Please.
Okay. What you see in front of you is what we call the master ordinance. So for the Portland Housing Bureau, it's any service contract that we have, if it's homeownership or rental services, that's over $100,000. And because this particular contract was in that mix and the amount was over $100,000, we felt it was best to bring back the original ordinance, the master ordinance, and amend it to indicate this increase for this particular budget. So it's a procedural method that we use. I think in the future we will not do that because it creates a confusion that you've just expressed.
Yes, because I would very much like to know, is discrimination going down because of our investment, or is it going up, or is it going up because now people are more comfortable with actually complaining? I would love to have more information about just what are the outcomes that we're getting, and what changes we will need to make sure that people aren't suffering from that level of discrimination. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Kim. Thank Is you. There any public testimony on this item, Carla?
Yes, we have one person signed up, Shedrick J. Wilkins.
Wonderful. 3 minutes, please. Name for the record.
I'm Shedrick J. Wilkins, and I may become a member of the Urban League. I support this. My only comment about the Urban League is it's on Russell Street where my ex-wife and daughter live. And on the east side, there's a picture of African-American, mostly are people who support civil rights. So I told my daughter, she's 22. She's getting active in politics. She's a cancer survivor, by the way, at the age of one. But she's getting like politics. So I said, come, look at all these pictures on the wall there. And I go, well, there's Martin Luther King, Nobel Prize 1964. There's Nelson Mandela, Nobel Prize 1990. Who won a Nobel Prize whose picture's not up out there? She said, Barack Obama, who won a Nobel Prize, Peace Prize in 2009. I will join and mention that they should put his picture up there. He's not another thing too, there's another joke I have, is in September of 2017, after 10 months of President Trump, I went up to the Multnomah County Democratic Party and asked him, how come President Obama can't run for a third term? And I would have a Obama button on my collar. He had no scandals. This is not Bill Clinton. Michelle was a great first lady, Nobel Prize 2009, and he could not run for a third term. It's funny how Putin can run for three or four terms, but he can only serve 10 years. So I will join the Urban League. I'll ask that question, and I certainly don't want President Trump reelected.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And Antoinette Edwards, formerly of the Office of Youth Violence Prevention, is also on that wall. All right, very good. This is a Commissioner Udaly, did you have a question? This is an emergency ordinance. Carla, could you please call the roll?
Fritz.
Thank you for your work. Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Udaly.
Well, I want to take a moment to highlight the vital work the Housing Bureau is doing to ensure services reach historically underserved communities. Through partnerships with culturally specific organizations like the Urban League of Portland and El Programa Hispano, PHB is connecting with community groups to provide service delivery and topic expertise. This approach is incredibly valuable and necessary, particularly with fair housing. I want to thank Director Callahan for working to address the problems identified in the fair housing audit, Kim McCarty, from the Housing Bureau, who's led our fair housing work for years, and the teams at the Fair Housing Council of Oregon, Legal Aid Services of Oregon, Urban League of Portland, and El Programa Hispano. Thank you for all your hard work. Your dedication makes what we do possible. I vote aye.
Wheeler.
Well, the goal of the contract with the Urban League Fair Housing Collaborative, of course, is to reach underserved Black and Hispanic families. And it's trying a new approach by going with culturally specific service providers who have good relationships in the community, and they'll have what I believe is an exceptional ability to support families who believe they may be facing housing discrimination. So I support this concept, I support the increased funding, and I will very much look forward to seeing positive results. I vote aye, the ordinance is adopted. Thank you all for being here for that.